Continuing our conversation with Ravens president Dick Cass. Dick, you've had tremendous success in your decade as president of this team. Your background as a managing partner for a prestigious Washington law firm, not the typical career path to run an NFL team. Take us through that transition. I know your background was with Jerry Jones. You helped him buy the Dallas Cowboys. You helped go through some of the transfer. You worked with Jack Kent Cook at the Redskins with Steve Bisciotti when he bought the team from Art Modell. So you had the legal background. But as far as running a football team, how big of a transition was that from running a law firm?
Well, you know, I knew a lot about the business of football because of the legal work I'd done. But and with all the work I did with Jerry, I learned a lot about how a football team is run. I learned a lot about the local revenues that are generated by a football team. And I'd had a lot of experience with the collective bargaining agreement because I'd done some work with the league back in 92 and 93 when the first CBA with a salary cap was introduced to the league. So I knew a lot about the business of football because it's all, there's local revenue and then the national revenues with the national television contracts. I knew a lot about that. And on the expense side, the main issue were the players and player costs. So I knew something about that. So from a knowledge standpoint, I felt very comfortable moving over to the Ravens. I think the biggest challenge is sort of coming to an organization that's a mature organization where we didn't want to make any changes, really. The only personnel we changed that Steve really made was to introduce me as the president. Other than that, we made no changes. And so you're sort of coming into an organization where everyone's been with the team for 10, 20, sometimes 30 years, and you're the new guy in the block, although probably still the oldest guy in the building almost. That was a challenge. But I felt very comfortable. I mean, people here were, it's an easy place to come to work, I think. I mean, I think we've got a lot of great people here, great traditions. And it was an easy fit for me. I felt very comfortable here.
And the people you have dealt with in the past, very different. I mean, Jerry Jones is hands-on. He's the general manager as well as the owner. Jack Kent Cook, people called him Mr. Cook. He was almost on a pedestal. Steve Bisciotti is a very different style of owner and has created a very different type of an organization. How much did your interaction with other teams and other owners help you to create the culture that has become so successful here?
Well, I think I had a chance to sort of see how other teams are run and what was good about them and what I didn't think was that good. And I think Steve also had his own ideas about how an organization ought to be run, and he was really bringing those ideas from his business, from Allegis. So I think we talked a lot about it. We sort of have similar views, and it was easy, very easy. Steve is much more involved in the team than I think people really understand. I mean, he's not here all the time, but he's on the phone constantly with me, with Ozzy, with John. So he is very much a voice in the building. Some people don't understand that, but he's very much involved.
Give us a sense of his input in creating the culture, the direction, the feeling for who the Ravens have become, because this organization is not only such an important part of the community, but it's highly respected around the NFL.
Well, I think that he really wanted, he understands how important fans are to the business of football.
Having grown up as a Colts fan.
He was a Colts fan. He's a Terrapin fan. He's a great sports fan. And so he understands the importance of fans. And he wants the fans to be proud of the organization and everything we do. You know, whether it's the way we interact with the community, the types of players we bring in here, the openness we try to have with our fan base. I think those are things he feels very strongly about and we've tried to do. He also believes very strongly about internal and open communications within an organization. You don't let something fester. If you've got an issue, you deal with it, you talk about it. He's a great believer in what I would call horizontal communication. So you don't have to...
Which is what?
Well, it means you don't have to communicate vertically. So if you're a staffer and you're unhappy with what's going on, you don't have to go to your boss. You can go to someone else. If you're unhappy with the way something is going on over in broadcasting, and you happen to be in sales, you can go talk to them. You don't have to go up the chain and talk to the head of sales who then has to go to talk to the head of broadcasting. You go directly. I mean, that is the kind of thing we have tried to promote. It doesn't always work that way. Some people are reluctant to do it, but that's how we've tried to do it. And deal with problems. Don't just put them aside. Just try to deal with them directly.
And I'm understanding from our producer and director that broadcasting is 100% happy. That's the message that they've just conveyed to you.
They always seem to be happy. Yeah. Yes, indeed.
Why not? Look, the fact that you are one win and a little help away from being the only NFL team to go to the postseason 6 years in a row, I think that is the thumbprint of success around here. Would you agree?
I think it is, too. But it's more than that. You also want to be – you have to be successful financially as well in order to be competitive in the league. You want to be able to be a long-term viable franchise where you're able to have the types of financial resources available where you can focus solely on winning. Where you're, all the decisions you're making are about trying to win football games, not trying to maximize profits. But you have to have enough money to be in that position so you don't have to worry about maximizing profits and making distributions to the owner, which we've never had to worry about.
Nice to have an owner who's a billionaire.
Yes, it is.
In these day and age, you better have an owner who's a billionaire. When we come back, we'll wrap up our conversation with Ravens president Dick Cass on Ravens One-on-One.